This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Remember back in the Trump administration when it felt like practically every business and economic story was about tariffs, the steel and aluminum tariffs that were supposed to target China but also pulled in Europe and Canada? Technically, we are still in that Trump-era trade war, although we should say that American tariffs of European metals are on pause, and their retaliatory tariffs on us are as well. All of which I mention because Bloomberg has some reporting that says the U.S. and the EU, the European Union, are working on a longer-term solution to the whole mess that would shift the focus of all the tariffing back to China. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams took today to check in on just where things stand in the kind of quiet trade war.
The Trump-era tariffs were imposed with the legal justification of protecting America's national security, but they were also about protecting America's steel and aluminum producers from cheaper Chinese imports. Now, says Erica York at the Tax Foundation,
we're really close to the same place we were when President Trump left office. President Biden has maintained most of the tariffs that were put in place back in 2018 and 2019.
But in 2021, the Americans and the Europeans made a temporary deal. Lehigh University's Marianne Madeira.
Where we stand today is that the Biden administration agreed to allow limited quantities of EU metals to enter the U.S. duty-free.
But that deal is set to expire at the end of October, says Charles Reese at the Rand Corporation.
The question is, can something a little bit more enduring be put in place on steel and aluminum, both to deal with the problems of trade in those commodities specifically, but also to better manage these high energy intensity product imports?
Steel and aluminum production are major carbon emitters, and tying quotas to how they are produced could favor U.S. and EU manufacturers, says Sagatam Saha at the Center on Global Energy Policy at Columbia University. And so, for the Biden administration,
they kept the threat of the tariffs alive, and now they're using that toward notionally towards climate ends and to tackle the China issue.
But Saha expects that sorting all of this out will likely still take a while. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.